USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After months of negotiations, legislators have agreed on a long-awaited COVID-19 relief bill that will boost unemployment payments and aid to small businesses. The agreement would establish a temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefit and a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans. The measure is expected to be voted on today. President-elect Joe Biden and incoming First Lady Jill Biden will both publicly receive their first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine in Delaware on Monday. The CDC announced Sunday people who are ages 75 and older and frontline essential workers should be next in line to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Those groups follow frontline healthcare workers and nursing home residents who have already begun receiving the vaccine 2 weeks ago. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California has begun a 10-day quarantine period after a staff member tested positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
A new strain of coronavirus has been detected in England that has led to harsh lockdowns across the pond. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
In the UK, Britons are bracing for a Christmas under lockdown as Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday new, tighter coronavirus restrictions. London and areas in southern England that have seen surges in COVID cases will now fall under new restrictions that will prohibit non-essential travel to and from those areas and ban mixing of households, canceling plans to allow so-called Christmas bubbles over the holiday. Johnson says he couldn't see any other alternative in trying to control the spread of the virus.
When the science changes, we must change our response. When the virus changes its method of attack, we must change our method of defense. And as your Prime Minister, I sincerely believe there is no alternative open to me.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Surgeon General says the new strain will not affect vaccine distributions here in the United States. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Christmas star will be something quite special tonight. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Stargazers will get a unique sight this week as Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer in the sky than they have in 400 years. The merging of the two bright objects in the night sky is called the Great Conjunction, or because it will happen during the holiday week, the Christmas star. Dr. Henry Throop is an astronomer with NASA, and he explains why this phenomenon, that usually happens every 20 years, will be so unique this time around.
Now, usually, every 20 years, when Jupiter overtakes Saturn, in its orbit, it passes about a degree apart from Saturn in the sky. And a degree is about twice the width of the full moon. Now, this particular time, they're coming very close, and that's just because of the alignment between them. They're not close in space. They're still hundreds of millions of kilometers apart from each other, but they're in the sky. They appear as two points very close in the sky, and it's about a tenth of a degree apart. In fact, they're so close that if you take your pinky and you extend it at arm's length, you'll be able to cover both planets with just your pinky finger.
Dr. Throop says in order to see the conjunction, head outside about 45 minutes after sunset on December 21st and look over the horizon towards the southwest. The planets will be at their closest on Monday night, but will still be extremely bright on the nights of the 20th and 22nd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Christmas star will only be visible for about an hour tonight in North America. ESPN will be hosting Monday Night Football. The Pittsburgh Steelers play the struggling Cincinnati Bengals. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.